and welcome to the latest edition of BetMLS with Dero and Oso for the last Saturday in August. Ben, you had a sweep last week. You swept the board, man.
Yeah, you can call it that. Well, it actually ended up going from one win to two wins because I played my half unit on LAFC on Wednesday night. I'll tell you that much.
We're counting that
one. So we're 2-for-2, so it looks a little bit better.
We're counting that. St. Louis, I mean, no sweat. LAFC team total, that was a nice one. I gave that to a couple friends too on Wednesday, and I mean, that was cashed. Cashing over 2.5 before halftime just feels so nice. It's just the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'll take it.
Houston had no issues. They destroyed Portland, got Savarese fired. I feel like you should get a little boost if you had a bet on the team.
Highlights for that one, and I watched a little bit of a live. The highlights were ridiculous. I don't know what was going on there.
It was a beatdown, and then Montreal got that one. If you have an over 2.5 and the away team scores 2 goals and you lose, that's a bad beat on my end. We should have had a full sweep, but hey, really good reads to start back, you know,
Maybe we should. Kind of start off like, I didn't look at any XG numbers again.
Maybe that's the key.
Maybe we're just too, we're too data-based, maybe.
Don't try. Don't try. That's
the data works fine.
Just throw darts against the board. Well, let's get into the action this weekend. It's a full weekend of MLS, tons and tons of games. And then they're going straight into Wednesday next week too, which I don't think really affects too much tonight or this weekend. I'll get into my pick first here. My favorite home team of the week is going to be FC Dallas. They are +110 facing Austin in a little bit of a rivalry game. FC Dallas has not taken the pitch. The last time they were on the field, Benji Kramaski was hitting a PK to knock them out of League's Cup. They're supposed to play Philadelphia last weekend. That game got delayed because of the third place game in League's Cup. So they haven't played since August 6th, almost 3 weeks off, against an Austin team that got absolutely pumped last weekend. So we're going to fade them again. Alarmendi is in the mix now for FC Dallas. I don't think he's going to start tomorrow, but that's a guy. Asier Alarmendi, the Spanish.
Oh, I forgot they signed him. Holy shit.
Yeah, so he's there now. They needed a D-mid. They traded Edwin Cerrillo.
Didn't they sign another D-mid?
They signed Liam Fraser, the Canadian international.
Yeah, I
don't know. I wouldn't really expect him to affect
me. I'm a big Liam Fraser guy more than guys played for the Spanish national team.
Right, yeah, and Real Madrid for 100 games. But, he's not going to start, but that's nice. But FC Dallas, again, this is a team that's rested 6-2-3 at home this year. They're tied for second in MLS in non-penalty expected goals per 90 minutes allowed. They have a very, very good defense, and they're playing an Austin team that, they have that new sporting director from Barcelona who basically said what we've all been saying from the beginning. They got really lucky last year, and the luck this year has pretty much run out for them. They haven't actually been so bad on XG. I was looking at the XG numbers even against St. Louis, and, they weren't that bad.
How much of that was before,
Of course, yeah. Game states and all that. But they've only won 3 road games this year, and this is one where I see FC Dallas coming out, kind of like a bat out of hell. They need this game against a rival at home. They fell out of a playoff spot right now. They're in 10th place, which was pretty shocking to me. I think they're going to win this one. +110 against Austin. Go ahead and give me FC Dallas. Your pick for the weekend, definitely very interesting, and a team that we also scored on last week.
We're going back to the well from last week. I'm going with Montreal at home against New England. We don't really know Petrovic. I doubt he's going to.
No, Fabrizio Romano tweeted that he was in Paris this morning. So
he's not playing.
No.
Well, we know what has historically been the case for the Revs the past 2 years, even maybe going back further than that. I think it's been the last because 2020 they had whatever. The point is, I got Montreal +135. I see it +110 now. That's one book. So I don't know how that changes in other books. Historically, New England has been a team that I didn't look at the numbers today or yesterday, but historically their numbers have been really bad. Their expected goals numbers, all that kind of stuff, have been more in line with a team who would be slightly below average or below average. Now, the results, as we see in this year, where I think they're second in the East or second or third.
Not great on the road, though.
They're not great on the road, first of all, but the results are way, obviously way better than what the data would suggest. A lot of that is to do with one player, which is Petrovic, and he's not playing. So that's a huge difference from what we've seen from the Revs since he's, you know, been the starter, since even Matt Turner has been the starter the last couple of years. So now that he's gone, I'm going against them. Montreal, obviously coming off a big win against their rivals, and they're coming in home. They've had some hiccups here at home lately. We're going to throw that away again. That was months ago or years ago at this point. Who even knows what happened back then? So I think they're going to come back in like they did at the start of the season, which is being dominant at home. And now against a team that I think is looking their wins a little bit in the Revs.
And you look at who needs this game more, because, I mean, there's 10 games left in the season at this point. The playoff race is on. Every point is huge for Montreal right now, whereas the Revs, they can probably afford to drop a game or two here or there. There is definitely no bigger drop-off in the league than from Petrovic to Earl Edwards. Like, that's a massive drop-off. And our loyal listener, Seth from New England, he sent us a DM earlier this week on the BetMLS account, which, by the way, feel free, if you are a close follower of your local team and you want to send us injury notes from your local team, feel free to DM us those. We will take those anytime. Bo out for four games. So no Gustavo Bo this weekend as well.
Write him off every. He'd like, I feel yeah. like he like barely even plays anymore. They're out with, they're having Brandon Baez out there for the year. They're dealing with some stuff here.
I like the pick at +135 for Montreal. The dog board this weekend is tricky. I didn't like a lot of it. There's a lot of very big dogs. And this is one, you know, you mentioned to start, kind of throw out the XG numbers a little bit here. And this is just kind of a feeling for me. Seattle screwed me over last weekend, which typically when we get screwed over, we like to chase it and bet them again. And so that's what I'm going to do this weekend. My dog, I'm putting a full unit on Seattle. They're +230 going to Minnesota this weekend. This is
one. Bongi, right?
Sorry?
Bongi came out of the last game. I don't think
Bongi came out of the last game. I was going to mention that. Reynoso obviously is playing and playing well, but Minnesota has actually been a very bad home team this year. The XG numbers, they've been dominating, but they've only won two home games, which you don't really expect. But this is one for me where the Seattle game last weekend, I didn't really take into account that it was Gonzalo Pineda's Super Bowl, right? And like they won this game for him. They haven't, Atlanta has a lot of new players. I'll get that into that in a minute, but they did win the game. But for Seattle, I expect Christian Roldan to be back and starting this weekend. And that's the big thing for them. Their record is completely different than when Roldan starts. They're +230 on the road. I think Seattle is about an even team, maybe a little bit better on paper than Minnesota. So if you're giving me them +230, I like to take good teams that have high numbers on the road. So we will back Montreal this week.
Are we sure the Sounders are good, though?
I think the Sounders are good.
I mean, the Roldan point is the major point.
I think the Sounders, when they're healthy, they're a good team.
I don't know. Yeah, but Roldan.
And they can go on the road.
Fry's looking his age a little bit. I don't know. We'll see.
They can win on the road too. They're not a team that likes to pack it in on the road. So
Minnesota without Bongi is
a big loss.
Roseanne and Minnesota without Bongi. Yeah, I'm condensing all your points. It's 2 points.
No, I like it. I like it. Seattle +230 is what we're gonna roll with a full unit on that one. Now your dog, I actually saw them on one book at +330 now.
Yeah, it's going up because I see +290 at one book. I got him at +270. So I guess I got him too early. I don't know. St. Louis, look, I think they're going to Orlando. I think the reason this number is going up is because if you look at Orlando's overall record, this website is not working well for me right now. Trying to pull up their actual standing. Okay, so they're fourth in the East. +8 goal difference. You know, they're tied for third basically in the East. Behind FC Cincy in New England. So if you look at that, you're like, wow, okay, so this is a really good team. St. Louis obviously is, you know, right now first in the West. So it's a little confusing about why that is. And it's even more confusing if you break down Orlando home versus road. The reason that they're tied for third in the East is because they have been an amazing road team.
Yeah.
It's not been anything to do with, I think they're the 10th best Eastern Conference home team. So it has nothing to do with their home record. It's all about their road record. I think that speaks to a little bit of, I think they struggle to push the game at home a little bit. I don't think they're that kind of team. They're more a little more comfortable on the counterattack, throw it up to big dunk, you know, get their center mids a little bit, you know, in transition. Fuguna Torres has been a pretty big disappointment, I would say, this year. But Angulo is much better in transition. So I think that's why they struggle a little bit at home and are pretty good on the, like, are really good on the road. If you look at St. Louis, obviously, I think it's been a little bit of a tail off in terms of road form. Again, we're not really talking
not really.
About that.
Not really.
A little bit, yeah. It's we're going back and forth. But again, we're not really talking about that, though, because that doesn't matter anymore because we're talking about games that happened a month and a half ago.
Yep. So, they're healthy. Cares? They're getting healthy.
They're healthy. I looked at the injury report. So last week, we talked a little bit about Klaus. Obviously, hit that pick with St. Louis. We talked a little bit about Klaus, and we thought, hey, maybe he'll be back this week. He wasn't, but I was watching the game. Announcers, the commentators were saying that, you know, Carnell didn't want to rush him. He probably could have played, but they're going to save him for next week. Now it's next week. I looked at the official injury report. He's not on there. I mean, again, official, we're using quotation marks there. But I think he's going to play a part here. Obviously, Joe Lucchini's on fire. Adeniran's on fire. So they don't 100% need him, but it's a great option, especially when you're on the road, if you need to push, you know, for a winner here. I just think the number is a little ridiculous to me. If you're looking at, I mean, it's the best team in the Western Conference. Plus, I got a post with Emery telling me it's plus 330. Like, give me that all day.
Well, and you're looking at now double chance plus 108. That's a nice.
I'm not even doing that. I'm putting the whole unit on just win.
Whole unit, man. I mean, that's the thing though, dude, is when you're backing these road, you know, road teams, I say this a lot. You want them to be able to score goals. You don't want to back a road team that can't score goals, and they score goals. So, mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll see on that one. Fingers crossed. I'm going to go. If there's a theme to this show, it's like going back to the well, I would say. And you stole LAFC team total from me last week. I wasn't going to let it get away from me this week. This is plus money. I got it at plus 110. LAFC over 1.5 team total. They're traveling to Charlotte this weekend. I mean, I'm two uniting this one again. I'm just going to keep riding it, just like Inter Miami, like we did in Leagues Cup. Until they slow down, I'm going to keep riding it. This is a team that scored 17 goals in their last four games. I know that those were home games in LA. They're traveling across the country on two nights. They played in LA on Wednesday. They're going to Charlotte on Saturday. I don't care. Bouanga, didn't he play a game where he landed the same day at LAX earlier this season, I think? Yeah. So the fitness levels are there right now. They're healthy. They're rolling. And a lot of times when you're on this kind of run, you just want to keep playing and you just want to get back out on the field. The Charlotte defense, they have the fourth highest non-penalty expected goals allowed per 90 minutes in the league. They don't have a good defense. They're tied for the most goals given up in home games this year. They're giving up 17 goals in 11 home games. So they're averaging a goal and a half a game given up at home. They've got the best attack in the league coming to their town. Over 1.5 all day. Plus money all day, LAFC. And I could see this, by the way, part of the reason why, like, LAFC is not really playable as a money line because they're plus 130, which, like, this could be 2-2 at the end of the day. But LAFC over 1.5 plus money all day long.
So before we get into my pick for this one, we're not going to hit on the Miami Red Bulls games with any of our picks.
True.
What are we thinking there?
I got to see the lineup because Messi may not start.
Don't think he's going to start? They say every single time he's going to start.
They said he's going to start after 120 minutes on Wednesday.
All the people bought, you know.
I'm not saying he's not going to play.
Tickets for RBA on Saturday, we pissed.
I'm not saying he's not going to play. I mean, this is one where when you look at the line and Red Bulls are plus 135, I actually might like the under in this one. But this is where, I'm happy losing a unit on playing an LAFC team total over. If they don't hit, fine. I'm going to feel like a freaking idiot if I play an under and then it ends like.
He's not. You know he's going to play at least 30.
Yeah, I don't want to touch it. I just don't want to touch it. I mean, let's see, like Inter Miami team total over 1.5 is plus 108, or wait, no, plus 132. Okay, not bad. But the Red Bulls have a pretty good defense, so I don't know. It's just there's a lot of variables here. I want to see the lineup. If Messi's playing, I'll probably play the Miami team total over. If he's not, I'll probably stay away from it.
All right. Well. Getting into my pick for the total, Might be out of left field a little bit. I don't
This
know. I
is
was
out of
looking
left
at
field.
it. It was more of a feel pick than
Okay.
anything. I didn't look at any numbers before actually looking at it. I think what I thought was Cincinnati NYCFC. We know NYCFC, NY. Am I saying that correctly? NYCFC. Their games have not been very high scoring on either side, all season. You can look at it. There's a lot of 0-0s, 1-1s. You know, 2-0s. A lot of those for them on either side. Mostly they're on the losing end of those. And then if you look at Cincinnati, we just talked about 120 minutes on Wednesday, Saturday. They're going to be tired. I know Lucho and Vasquez came out.
Yeah, the
So yeah, so
new
that's I mean, look,
Molly.
but the rest of the team played, 120 minutes. I don't know. I just again, it was more of a field thing. I know they've scored more goals recently, and obviously they scored three on Wednesday. But they have not always been like they've won a lot of games with their defense, not with their attack. Maybe again, not as recently, but who can even those games were a month and a half ago again. So who cares? I just think tired legs a little bit. I know that some of those tired legs are not in the attack, but I think some tired legs gonna hurt in the build up. NYCFC has proven, I think they're gonna pack it in. And then that they've proven that they can't really score even with their new striker. Tyus Magno has done nothing all year. So we're going under 2.5, and then it was plus money. So
I like it.
that's why I took it. You're on mute. That's why I took it.
I'm going to go with this weekend. I got him at plus 120. Oh, you're frowning.
No, Zoom was just freaking out. You were
Oh,
talking, and the sound wasn't coming out.
okay. All right, we'll start that over. All right, well, we will go to our goal scorers now, and we will start on my side. I'm going with Georgios Giakoumakis this weekend. He scored against Seattle last weekend. He's plus 120. I was looking at Atlanta on the money line play this weekend against Nashville. I feel like there could be a big letdown for Nashville SC, plus the new signings for Atlanta. They looked really nice against Seattle, but I just couldn't quite pull the trigger on that. I could see Nashville getting some goals. I don't want to bet against Hani. So I am going to take Giakoumakis, though. I think there are goals in this game. Nashville doesn't have a road shutout in their last nine games. So, I think Atlanta could get a couple goals this weekend. And at plus money, I'm going to take Giakoumakis at home. He's a streaky player, scored last week. Let's see if he can find the score sheet this week and round us out, Ben.
Yeah, for the record, I was gonna go with Giakoumakis, and then at the last second, I didn't.
I
Small
like
picker.
Ferreira as well, by the way. I like Jesus Ferreira a
Yeah,
lot.
I looked at Jesus. I feel like he's cost me money recently though this year.
He has fresh legs now, though. He was exhausted for a while playing Gold
Yeah.
Cup into Leagues Cup. I feel like having a couple weeks off, I think he's going to be in better form.
Talk about having some time off. Alan Pulido.
Yeah, he's had some time
Gets
off.
the red card 30 minutes into the League's Cup. Was team up 2-0. Hasn't played since. So what's that? It's like at least it's like a month. He
He's been
hasn't
in
played soccer.
Cancun. He's been in Cancun. He's on vacation.
Exactly. Hasn't played any soccer. Going into that though, he was on, not scalding hot fire, but pretty hot fire. I think he had 10 goals in like 10 games previous to that. Something along those lines. And I think that's going to continue. He's going to come out. Obviously, Agata is back also for SKC. So I think they're still going to start Pulido. Bring Agata in after Pulido scores, obviously. I mean, he's giving me plus money for a player who's, been one of the best goal scorers so far this year
At
and has
home.
been off for a month. And he's at home against San Jose. I'll take all of that for plus 135.
I like the new Ben that's going on feel versus just XG numbers. I like the feel here. Let's see if we can keep it
We'll
going.
see.
Last week. We'll see how we can do this week. Well, that'll be it for us. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.